السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. We were discussing this incident of this whole majlis of Hazrat Maulana Sullah Rahmatullah Ali. If you can recall the beginning of the majlis, so Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali was explaining that this life Allah Ta'ala gave us to make His ibadat. That's the whole object of this life, is we must make the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have seen how these ruhani illness, Shibli Rahmatullah Ali came to Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullah Ali, he requested bay'at. So before he can even give him bay'at, how he started treating his spiritual illness, spiritual sickness. So Hazrat Wala, meaning Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Sahib Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, he used to say that in my methods, the first step is fana. So, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali is saying that there was an alim there, Maulana Abdul Bari Sahib. He was present there at that time. And he said to Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali that generally in the kitabs, fana is something that is mentioned in the ending, not in the initial stages. Fana means annihilation, that a person annihilates himself. He regards himself as absolutely nothing, totally insignificant, absolutely nothing. When one regards themselves as insignificant, then there's no chance of being offended. Because if I'm insignificant, then I'm not deserving of anything. I'm just a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how Allah ta'ala wants to keep me, that's how I will be. Hazrat Maulana Abdul Haq Magda Sahib, Laun Barakatuhu, quite few times he mentioned this incident of this Buzurg who had prepared himself for Juma Salah. And now to think, in those days, they didn't have so many spare kurtas in the closet, and to have a bath, you just go in the bathroom and open the water and water is there. They had to go now fetch some water from the river or the well, warm the thing, take, go and have a bath. The clothing of theirs, they washed it, dried it. So he prepared himself now for Juma, and he's going for Juma Salah. And as he's passing by some homes, so one person is cleaning out his stove, and they cooked with coal. So he had the ash, and now he's not seeing that somebody is passing by, he just threw the ash down. So at that same moment, this Buzurg was walking past, and this ash now all fell on him. He's on the way to the masjid now, to go for Juma Salah. He's not going for some sporting event or going shopping or something. He's going for Juma Salah. And now this ash falls on him. So he immediately, he says that shukr to Allah Ta'ala, speaks to Allah Ta'ala immediately. So, Ya Allah, thanks to you that you only threw ash on me. Otherwise, I was deserving of burning coal. And my situation is such that I was deserving of burning coals. You only put ash on me. And he didn't even turn around to see who is this person who threw the ash, or tell that person, what's wrong with you now? Can't you see? Don't you have some consideration? Don't you have a brain? You're destroying things here. Now we would do all of this. And we will justify it also. We say, today it's me, it's alright, but not tomorrow, what if somebody else is going past? So we'll justify it also. But the person who has made fana of himself, then his connection is only with Allah Ta'ala. He doesn't find fault in anybody else. He doesn't find fault in anything else. He only finds fault in himself. I am the one who has got the problem. I am the one who has got the fault. I need to put myself right. If somebody ill-treats him, it's no problem. I'm not deserving of anything. I'm insignificant. He's made fana of himself. Totally annihilated himself. So Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali is saying that in my methods, the first thing is fana. So Maulana Abdul Bari Sahib is saying, but in the kitabs, fana is mentioned in the end. You got all the Akhlaq-e-Hamida, all the Raza'il is spoken about. After that, then fana is spoken about. So Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali replied, yes, that is true. But with me, fana is the first step. Until there is no fana, Islam will not take place. And still, until I am still opinionated, I got my own opinion. I know how things need to be done. Then how is my Islam going to take place? Because anything that is mentioned to me, now I need to still do my deductions and check now whether this thing can work out or not. So no, this Sheikh is not understanding the situation. Hazrat said all that, but he doesn't really mean that now. You know, we make our own, come to our own conclusions, our own deductions. So then how is Islam then going to be made? So Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullahi, he put Shibli Rahmatullahi through that. So one has to work himself up to that stage of fanaiyat. So much so that if a person comes from the back and gives a person one thump also with his fist, you must not even turn around to see who it is. South Africa, the person is holding you up or something, then it's a different story, man. What Hazrat is mentioned, now somebody bumped you, somebody tramped your toe, somebody did, but these things you overlook. Now somebody is holding you up or something, that's a different thing. There if you have to kill also, you must kill. That's a different story. But now, normal, small things, those things mustn't infuriate us. They mustn't get us upset, get us angry. So this person, his awareness is with Allah Ta'ala. All the time he has got khushu. Not only khushu in salah. All the time he is in a condition of khushu. He is with Allah Ta'ala all the time. So this is what was said in the beginning. That Allah Ta'ala put man in the dunya for the sole purpose of ibadat. Making his ibadat. Our objective is to be in his ibadat at all times. Be in the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala at all times. So, how are we going to remain in ibadat at all times? Whatever we do, do it in the manner that Nabi Akareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us to do it. Whether we are eating, whether we are drinking something, even we answering the call of nature. We going to sleep, we dressing up, whatever we doing, do it how Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us to do it, and all these actions will become ibadat. Everything becomes worship, everything becomes ibadat. Right? So this can only happen when the nafs is cleansed of the raza'il. Ghaflat mustn't be there. Ghaflat mustn't be there. We mustn't go into a state of ghaflat, negligence, become neglectful. When we become neglectful, then I am not mindful with regards to which foot I am stepping out of the masjid with. I am putting my clothes on, I am not mindful now, am I putting the right side or the left side? I am just putting the clothes on. And you see, when we live a haphazard life, you wake up last minute, you are rushing, you got to make it for class, or you got to make it for work later on in your life, or your lift is coming, whatever, and you don't work with the system. You're very haphazard, everything last minute, you procrastinate right till the end. Then it's very hard to have this awareness of everything. But when you live your life with system, you have system in our life, then all the time the person is thinking. All the time the person is thinking. He won't take out wrong words from his mouth. He won't make ghibat. Sometime in a moment of weakness you may get caught up in something. But immediately you will rectify the situation. Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran Sharif, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ, in the fourth para it comes, the second quarter, ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ. What's the beginning of the ayat? وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ وَلَمْ يُسِرُّوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. The person, if they commit some excesses, some guna, something wrong, immediately ذَكَرُوا. Then they remember Allah Ta'ala. And then they ask for forgiveness. فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Who can forgive sins besides Allah Ta'ala? And وَلَمْ يُسِرُّوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا. They don't remain, I'm talking in our terminology, you know, they don't remain stubborn on their gunas. Don't remain persistent on the sin. You keep the same guna, we know what we're doing is wrong. When we're going to do it also, the thought is coming that what I'm doing is wrong, and still I'm doing it. And I'm planning it, and I'm planning to do it again also, and again also. Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, Allah Ta'ala fill his qabr with noor. So he used to say that a person has got his hand up, he's making dua to Allah Ta'ala, the imam is making dua or in some program, or after that now dua is being made, Ya Allah forgive our sins. And I'm saying Ameen to that also. I'm saying Ameen. But on my phone, I got that girl's number. That I'm not deleting. I got Instagram page. You know, there was a time in the Darul Ulooms, if the principal or the Asatiza came to find out that the student got an Instagram page, the student was instantly expelled. He got Instagram page, so instantly he was expelled. Today, if we follow that policy, there'll hardly be anybody in the madrasa. How many students of Deen got Instagram pages and all that? So you just continue with the hope that, no, the person will get realization. Slowly he'll delete that thing, he'll come out of that filth, he'll come out of that wrong. One young person, came to see me a couple of days ago. So he is not Hafizul Quran, he is not an alim, nothing. Typical youngster, grew up in an affluent home, got license early, you know, got car to drive, all that. Finished his matric, now studying something and joined the family business. A typical youngster. So he is only maybe 19, 20 years old. So he is telling me, he's saying, Maulana, you know, we are naughty. He's saying, we're naughty. When we were in school, we bunked school. Sometime we bunked school, went to the beach, and have a swim. Then we got in trouble also. Then we faced the consequences now, teachers, parents, whatever. And he said, now you get the father's car, and now you want to try it out. You know, why they got all these other digits here, this side? You know? Father is only going halfway the clock now. All these other digits here is not there for nothing. You must check it out. Why they got these digits this side? So that kind of wrongs all we did. You're saying, but today, when I'm looking at people my age, people younger than me, see, I can't understand that there's like no differentiation between halal and haram. See, to get involved in haram is like nothing. There's no more that like feel like, you know, this is haram. You know? This is a wrong thing, it's haram. This thing of taking photographs, this picture making, what a warning in the ahadith. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that on the day of Qiyamah, I'm giving you the mafhum, right? That the person will be told that now give life to all these things now. You are making this drawing, this picture, that picture. Now give life to it now. And Allah Ta'ala gets so upset that this person, he wants to create like my creation. And all those things, what he made, whether it's forms of things or pictures of things or whatever, so life will be given to those things. And those things will become a source of azab for him in Jahannam. As if to say, the scorpions and the snakes and all that are not enough. And today with the phone, like nothing is. Just take pictures. Just one way, take pictures. Unnecessary. Totally unnecessary. Just take pictures. And sometimes we're taking pictures of other people against their will also. Sometimes pictures are taken of other people. Against those people's will also pictures are taken. Now how are we going to answer to Allah Ta'ala? If a person comes out sideways, you know, this difference of opinion and this. You want to take the chance left up to you, man. But what, you're going to go in front of Allah Pak there and talk about differences of opinion? There's no reason to take the pictures. What's the reason to take a picture of yourself, of your wife, of your children, and put on your, what? Your screen as a screen saver or whatever, wallpaper and for what? What fayda is there? You don't know, you're going to forget who your wife is. You're not going to forget who your wife is. Sometimes the man is doing wrong. So now take a big picture of his wife and put it there in the screen. to make her happy. No, see, I'm only looking at your picture. Only looking at your picture. Because every time he opens the screen, then he's looking at all other pictures. On the screen, wallpaper is, no, see, I'm only looking at your picture. So what is the reason for all of that? Why must we have Instagram pages and put our pictures there and all these things? Allah Ta'ala protect us. Allah Ta'ala forgive us. And it's sad. It's so sad. Students becoming Hafizul Quran. Students becoming Alim. Sometimes Ulama also. And it's like a big joke. Like a big joke. The students amongst themselves, they'll know. Because they know everybody's address and page and all this thing. So now, when they hear bayan like this, now they go in the room. You deleting. No, I'm not deleting. Why? Allah Pak is listening to us. Allah is listening to us. Allah is watching us. I was reading one Hadith Sharif this morning. So if a person, before wudu, if he reads Bismillah walhamdulillah, the dua before starting wudu, if he reads Bismillah walhamdulillah, till that wudu remains, as long as that wudu doesn't break, right? It can't last forever, but till that wudu remains, the malaika continue recording hasanat for that person. Carry on writing good deeds for that person. Now, when that is for neki, Allah has given us so many avenues to earn good. Right? If you take a picture of yours and post it in your Instagram, you're sitting here in madrasa, that picture is up there on the net 24 hours, 7 days a week. You are getting guna for it. Whole time you are in sin. Every second of the day you are in guna. Can you afford that? We got so much of courage, so much of jurat. No, we can do all these gunas, no problem. One is an accidental sin. Accidental sin, anybody can commit. The most pious of person can get caught up in an accidental sin. Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, when he used to explain this thing, then he used to ask, what is an accident? See, a person, he makes sure his vehicle is in good working order, it's serviced, the brakes are good, wipers are working, whatever, car is in good, tires are good, everything is good, oil is fine, petrol, everything. And now he goes out onto the road, he tries to avoid the, if he's in South Africa, then he tries to avoid the potholes, and dig holes, potholes, whatever it is. And he drives carefully, tries to keep a safe distance, whatever. But despite all of that, he can still meet in an accident. Either somebody can knock him, or he just, his attention just went off the road for a moment. He didn't see that person in the front of him, brake, he went and hit him in the back. Despite taking all the precautions, so that is what we call an accident. So if a person, he wakes up in the morning, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to mention this, he wakes up in the morning and he looks outside and he says, no, today I think is a very good day to go and meet in an accident. So that person now, you'll call him a pagal, he's a mad person, you take him, put him in the asylum. He shouldn't be allowed on the roads. So these gunas are like that. It's not an accidental sin. A person sometime, a spur of the moment now, he got angry, he swore somebody. after that, what I did now. At that moment, he just lost his cool, he saw somebody. Now he must ask that person for maafi, ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness, punish himself a little bit, so that he doesn't do it again. But that, you say, is an accidental guna. But now a person is taking a photograph, he's posing for the photograph, and he knows he's going to put that thing on his Instagram page, and sometime he got one music with it also, and he's leaving it there, on his page there. Which accident is that? That's a pagal. He's a mad person. He's a mad person. I mean, which person wants guna to be written for him all the time? For nothing. He even forgot about that picture also. There's so many pictures there. He forgot about that picture also. But he's getting guna for it. Now, there are so many sins like this. I'm just giving you one example. There are so many other gunas like this. Is it not enough that we committed a guna? A person committed a sin, right? Nobody knows about it. He's ashamed. He asks Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. And on the other hand, a person is doing a wrong. And he's proud of it. Because he wants a picture to be taken of it. And that picture is putting it out there for everybody to see. What mentality is that? If I did something wrong, I got caught up in some guna, I'm ashamed of it. I must be ashamed. I want to duck it. Hide it. Nobody must come to know about this. Now ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. On the other hand, a person is doing a wrong and he's taking a picture of it and he's putting it out there. All my friends must see. Or everybody must see now what wrong I did. Why anybody mustn't come to know about the wrong that I did? How are we going to answer to Allah Ta'ala for that? So we have to, we have to reflect that this life we leading, where are we going? Are we not going to Allah Ta'ala? All of us, are we not going to Allah Ta'ala? That's where we're proceeding. We're proceeding to Allah Ta'ala. We're all going to end up in our qabr. And all have to stand in front of Allah Ta'ala for judgment. One father came this afternoon, telling me his son left the shop. His son left the shop, but fortunately he was going for salah, going for Maghrib namaz. He left the shop on the motorbike. You see, his brother is telling him, younger brother, you see, wait for me 5 minutes. Just give me 5 minutes. I'm coming with you. He said, no, you're making me late. You come yourself, making me late. And he got onto the bike and he left. Next thing, the brother gets a call that your brother met in an accident. Just from the shop to the masjid or musalla. He met in an accident. So this fellow rushed there to the scene. The doctor was there. The doctor is telling him, no, your brother still got a pulse. Sat there a few minutes. The doctor told him, you know what? He's gone. Passed away. Young person. That is the reality of life. Now, when we pass away, at that time, who's going to delete your Instagram pictures, babe? Who's going to delete your Facebook? There was one youngster. He had his phone. So now who got his number? Only his friends. It was one undercover phone, you know. So only the friends and all got that phone. So he put one ringtone on that phone. Not ringtone. You know, if you phone him, now when you're waiting, like how these companies got when you phone, they start advertising their goods and all these things. So he put one song. So if you phone his phone, that song will start. And all swearing words, filthy kind of a song. Because in his head now, only his friends got it, so the friends phone him, he must hear all this. Maybe they were all listening to all that same filth together or whatever. So now when he met in an accident, he didn't pass away. He met in an accident. But that phone was there. And now the parents got the number of that phone. He met an accident, he was injured now, unconscious. So now when they phoned that number, and now they listening to all of this. Lucky it happened in the dunya. You can still change it. You can make tawbah, you can make istighfar. But what happens if you lose your life? You lose your life. And these things are all out there of yours. How embarrassing. How embarrassing. What zillat. And on the day of Qiyamah, what embarrassment. On the day of Qiyamah, in front of everyone now, you have to now be called to account for all these things. One is a person who was shy about his guna. He was hiding his guna. Maybe Allah Ta'ala also, in His mercy, will treat him like that also. Put one parda and sort his problem out. And those who wanted to expose their guna, if Allah Ta'ala exposes our sin there on the day of Qiyamah, must always remember, one father was talking to earlier on before Isha. So he's telling me, I got a policy in my home that my children, they must not have a phone. They got no reason to have a phone. But this teenage son of mine now, he is demanding the phone and he is somehow getting one phone. I find it, break it, confiscate it. He'll get another phone. Somehow he manages to get a phone. So we keep having this fight here in the house. And my own family, that means he's talking about his maybe brothers or whatever, and friends, my age friends, they all telling me that are you crazy or something? I mean, today every youngster got a phone. Just give him one phone. Why you keep having this problem? Just give him a phone. So this is what's happening, right? That we feel, no, everybody is doing this thing. It's become a norm now, so just do it. Just give it to him. Yeah, no, it's normal. Everybody got this thing. Everybody got two lens here, man. What's the difference now? Me too, I got two lens here. Everybody is wearing their pants beneath the ankle, so me too, I wear my pants beneath the ankle. Everybody is listening to music. Yeah, me too, I'm listening to music. Everybody got one silly ringtone on the phone. I too got ringtone. What's the big difference? Everybody is taking photos. I too take photos. So on the day of Qiyamah, you see, everybody going Jannat, I too, everybody going Jahannam, I too want to go Jahannam. Will we say like that over there? Everybody is going Jahannam, so never mind, me too, let me go Jahannam. Because from every 1,000 people, 999 gonna go Jahannam. From every 1,000, 999 gonna go to Jahannam. This is Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's words. So you want to be from the few who's going to go to Jannat, or you want to be from the crowds that are going to go to Jahannam? We have to make up our mind. Which side we want to be? To make up our mind. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. One is this fitnas from all sides. There's so much of fitnas. But if we choose to get involved in it, then it will affect us. We stay away from it. We got nothing to do with it. It got nothing to do with us. Allah Ta'ala will protect us. This phone is a devil. This phone is a devil. If you don't need a phone with internet access, don't have it. Why must you have that thing? I myself, I keep thinking that, you know what, I must just get rid of it. Get rid of it. Have one computer, do emails on the computer, just tell everybody, no more, we got WhatsApp. You want to send anything, you send it via email. When you need to travel, but that now that problem comes in. When you go for Umrah, now you need Nusuk app. Everything today is on the phone. Banking is on the phone. Everything is on the phone. See, when you're traveling, you put one card in one phone and go. You come back, take it out and finish. So much better life will be. But this phone, as soon as you sit with that phone, you're bound to get involved in haram. You're bound to get involved in some guna. You'll open it thinking, no, you're going to check up something, you're going to do. Somewhere along the line, you must get dirty. You must get dirty with that thing. And especially a youngster, he with no akal, no conscience, no akal. Now he got the phone by him. And he got all the time. He just carries on and on and on, finish. Where he's gone, what he's looking at, what he's doing. One things you are hearing, what is happening. That youngster was telling me, he said, Maulana, I can't understand how parents are allowing their children to be like this. He's a youngster himself. He said, I can't understand how parents... He's saying, my parents are telling me to settle down. I told my mother. When he told me this, I got very happy. I said, Ulama, what they say is so true. He said, I told my mother, if my wife, you find a woman for me to get married, and she wants to go play paddle, now forget about it, I'm not marrying that woman. So I'm telling him, why are you talking about this? He said, Bwana, every lady is going. He said, it's become a lifestyle. They wake up in the morning, they have to go play paddle. It's become a lifestyle. You say, we know what's happening in that battle. Ask us youngsters what's happening there in that battle. We know what's happening in that battle. So I'll never marry a woman who, if she wants to go play paddle all the time. And their own youngsters too, they too are realizing how filthy this life is. And if Allah Ta'ala has taken us out of this life, put us into good environments, allowing us to study His deen, and then we still want to go and smell all the goo over there, then whose fault is it? Allah Ta'ala has protected us, taken us out of this. And now we still want to go and dabble in all that najasat, ghalazat, filth. Then who we got to blame? Allah Ta'ala give me also tawfiq. It's very easy to talk. I'm guilty of my own gunas. Allah Ta'ala give me hidayat, keep me in His protection, and all of us. Allah Ta'ala protect us. Allah Ta'ala guide us. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. اللہم صلی علی سیدنا محمد وعلی آل سیدنا محمد وبارک وسلم. اللہم لک الحمد کلہ ولک الشکر کلہ. اللہم ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرین. ربنا آتنا فی الدنیا حسنة وفی الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر المسلمين في كل مكان خاصة في غزة يا رب العالمين. اللهم ارزقهم يا رب العالمين. اللهم ارزقهم يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصر الإخواننا المجاهدين في أرض الإسلام. جزا الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. والحمد لله.